my first beer.
Oh, I do not want to get new beer over the new equipment. That would have been a really bad start to the show.
Really. You did open that vigorously.
I did open it very vigorously. Hello, welcome to episode 29 of the Step Brewers podcast. Hopefully we sound a little bit crisper, a little bit nicer, a little bit sexier.
Hashtag crispy voice.
Yeah, hashtag crispy
voice. I'm having a good time listening to you.
We've all, we'll get into why we might sound a lot better very shortly, but it's nice to be here. Sorry if you can hear a lot of wind in the background because, oh my Lord, it is blowing a gale down here.
It's blowing.
It's she blowing.
Hobart's a windy boy right now.
Wow. Okay.
That seems like something you'd say, Clint.
It does.
I just jumped in.
It does.
It's your boy, Juice Wolf, here again. And with me are my lovely friends, Papa Sweden and Ian.
Again. It's always such an undersell.
Captain Ahab.
Captain
Ahab.
Yeah.
Captain
Ahab. I like Captain Extraction.
Captain Extraction. Captain Ahab.
To kick off the show. Crack a little beer.
We always have fun ones to start with, don't we?
This just actually came in today or yesterday down at Tassie. It's a little bit behind with the mainland, but hey, still great. We've got the Tall Boy and Moose Double Dry Hop Kool-Aid.
What a can.
It's a sexy can.
Matt can.
Matt can. Something about the label with a
Matt. We like a Matt can.
Damn straight we do.
So this is the Kool-Aid. 6% double dry hop. Heaps cool.
Okay. Heaps cool?
It says heaps cool.
Why is it cool?
Cool. I like underneath their logo now. I don't know if you guys noticed. It says Tall Boy and Moose make beer. It's nice, short and sweet.
Yeah, it's cool.
You bloody hope so.
I'm about it. It's good.
Yeah. All right.
What's she tasting like?
Do any of you guys get why they named it Tall Boy and Moose?
No.
It's like Tall Boy is in the furniture, but I can't recall why Moose.
Is one of the guys Canadian?
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure he is.
I swear Ali and I heard the name story when we were at Cool Wine, but it was fucking 3 a.m.
I don't remember anything at Carwin at 3 a.m., to be honest. I do not. I was so out of it. It was.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure one of the guys is Canadian.
Tall Boy and Moose, if you're listening.
Slide into our DMs. And please explain why. I don't know why we're talking about that elaborately.
Yeah, anyway.
Hey, it's a nice beer.
Yeah, it's cool.
I'm not a big fan.
What's wrong with it for you?
I don't know. I just think there's something jarring about it.
Yeah.
There's just something a little jarring in the hop profile. Or there's just something I'm not quite sure what I'm picking up that's a little bit off for me. But that could just be the quality of the juice I've been drinking this week.
Well, I think...
That's true. It's kind of carpety.
It's got something about it I don't like. I tasted it in another beer very recently and I wish I could articulate it to you.
Yeah.
There's something about it that just is a little off for me.
I think I've still got a little bit of the other half key lime pie sour in my glass, Ian. I think it's sort of interfering. Well, that was our previous.
Does it taste like graham crackers?
It does taste like graham crackers.
Well, I didn't have that in my glass. So,
sorry about that. Thanks for the beer though, man.
That was delicious.
Yeah.
The good thing about the new gear is that if you don't have a pair of headphones and you've driven all the way here to record an episode, you get to drive back to your house to get your headphones.
Yeah, you fucked up so hard. I even sent you a reminder this morning.
You reminded me twice, to be fair. Once this morning, once last night. Actually, I think you might have even said it this afternoon. And I said it to my wife twice. I need to take my headphones.
And then did you expect her to do about it?
No, it's not her job.
Exactly.
I fucked
you
up.
You told her twice.
I fucked up.
Why?
I fucked up.
Well, fortunately... Because Clint left, and we got to crack our other half hazy. Yeah.
It was good. It was really good.
This has got a weird yeast character to me.
Okay.
I think that's what it is. Something about the hops and the yeast together is just, I'm not liking it. I don't know.
I like
Tall Boy and Moose beers.
Yeah. I'm excited for the, we've talked about it, the collab with Deeds, that big, big 41 gram hazy. We haven't got it down here.
I do like the nose on this, though.
Yeah, it is good. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to that collab cam. If and when it comes down, Sonic Syrup, come on, boys. Get down.
Hit us up, boys.
Distro. Need that. Please. Please. All right. Shall we get into some beer news?
I love beer news.
Okay.
Awesome. So, kicking off with something Ali just kind of finished on. Huge news, maybe. Everyone's already aware of it. Deeds Brewing are going off with collaborations.
They are. And I think... all of Australia are excited. Well, craft beer lovers of Australia are pretty damn hyped
about it. I'm really excited because when they started coming out with some of these epic hazy beers, like particularly the most recent ones, your Survivor types and stuff, I thought maybe that this would be the like, oh, okay, we're going to cut our collabs off now and we've like we've nailed it.
We don't need anyone.
We know how to brew it. We're going to keep it all to ourselves. And then it's just like collab after collab after collab. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm about it.
Yep. So there's been the one with Venom.
Is that the big boy?
That is the, it's a double dry hop hazy thing.
Oh, is that the Citra one?
I don't know because we haven't got it down here yet. Again.
Sort it out, Loki, Ian and Tommy.
Yeah, we need these new hypey hazes.
The word is they're coming, but I'm pretty sure the one with Venom is the one everyone's talking about.
I've just seen
King Sue vibes.
Yeah, post after post about it. So it's got me excited knowing the hype beast that I am. So I've done that one. One with, as I said before, with Tallboy Moose, which is the big 41-gram dry hop.
Yeah,
which is,
go for
how do you feel about that now, Clint, after your public apology?
Oh, look, I'm still, I apologise, but I also justified my position.
The double retractor.
The double retractor, as a few of you call me now. The collaboration with Saws.
Yep, that came out as well. That's out. It's been out for
a while. I think I had that the other night.
Good talk.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I had a Source beer the other night that was pretty good, and I think it might have been that. But
I think they did I know the one you're talking about is like a red and yellow can, but that's a Source.
Who's that with?
That's an actual Source beer.
Oh, okay, yeah. That was fine.
It's something similar, though, for sure.
It was a similar looking can, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
But
I had the Mozzarella.
Mozzarella's banging.
That was sick. That was a good beer.
That was one of the better beers.
Friend of the show down here that runs a venue in Hobart says that we might be getting a full Deeds tap takeover at some point.
So. Is that the friend of the show who gets all the good stuff?
No, another friend of the show. Well, we have lots of friends of the show that get good stuff.
Friend of the show from the other place from the friend of the show.
Correct, yeah.
Oh, that's huge.
That's great. So potentially he's working on
this. This is very confusing to me.
Yes, we have lots of friends of the show.
I have no friends.
Yeah, that's also true.
Except garlic bread and snacks.
It's true. Corn chips are a go-to for me.
Yeah.
True that.
Moving on, pretty big news in the industry as well. The Gabs Festival and Hottest 100 have been sold.
I'm surprised by this, actually. I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised. Not what I was expecting because usually it's always the breweries that have been bought, but it's actually the big festival.
Once we started talking about it a little more, it made more sense to me. So the guys at Stomping Ground have sold it. Will still be involved with the festival for another 2 years.
Yeah, which is great.
But it means they get to focus on their brewery expansion because Stomping Ground has not been part of Gabs or the Hottest 100 before.
Yep. Okay.
It's pretty cool. They get to push hard on what they love now.
I think the first time I heard that they're like, oh, we're going to focus on Stomping Ground, I was just a bit like, well, come on, you've got local tap house and you've got Stomping Ground and you've got Gabs. Like, you know, saying that is just a convenient way of justifying selling it.
Yeah.
But then when I listened to some interviews about, you know, there was a really great interview on Ale of a Time about why they sold, it made a lot more sense that, like, the amount of stuff Stomping Ground are about to take on is just huge.
Yeah.
And for them, the brew pub model is their model, and that's a very high work, intense model, and they're doing them at airports, you know.
Yeah, that's great. Let's
talk about opening a second Stomping Ground in Melbourne.
People are going hard on airports right now.
Capital Brewing doing an airport bar as well, I think.
Are they?
Who? Pretty sure. Capital.
All right.
The Big Drop Boys.
Well, even like all the girls. Everyone in the cafe scene is jumping on the airports as well.
Yeah. Mm. Well, it's great because not too long ago there was nothing to drink or have coffee.
People with money who like good stuff also travel.
Mm. Yeah.
Don't know.
It's a no-brainer really, isn't it?
Well, whenever I get to an airport, if I'm going somewhere or going home, I get to an airport, I know I've got an hour-long wait. I want a fucking beer.
Mm. Yeah. But a good one.
Yeah.
So that's great.
I think last time I was at an airport, I had a bloody fat yak.
Yeah. I think I had
I'm being real.
Could be worse, really.
I had a Cooper's, I think.
Or Long Live, I think the times are behind us now. Hobart International Airport. Cascade Stout.
Yeah, well, we got congrats to the guys at Stomping Ground because we had a good tour of that place when we were there.
Oh, Asher took us through.
Yeah, that was a great eye opener, and the boys
so cool
work hard there for sure, and girls.
Yeah,
Yeah, and festival director Craig's going to stay on, which is awesome because he's, I guess, been, you know, the guy really driving the whole thing. So for him to be staying on and staying as festival director, I think is awesome. And he was saying to me that he's super excited to work with the new owners and he thinks it's going to be awesome.
Cool.
I said awesome so many times then.
That is awesome, man.
That's so good.
Mm. Yep.
Awesome.
Yep.
In fact. A little more local. Fox Friday have two new releases coming up.
Yeah, we've
the tapas.
We brought them up recently on a couple of the latest episodes, especially after Hoptober. They really blew us away with their limited release for Hoptober Festival down here in Hobart. And my God.
Yeah.
It's really exciting stuff coming out
of it. What was that beer called?
It was called the All the Single Hazies, baby.
All the Single Hazies.
Yeah. Oh, man, again. Okay. Yeah, I dropped down to see Ben at the brewery on Sunday, just gone, and he just threw a few things my way. Got to taste the double IPA he had that was just waiting on carbonation.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So it's pretty close.
Yeah, it was pretty damn solid. It was so smooth. Dangerously drinkable, in fact.
Smooth.
Couldn't even taste the ABV.
Oh, my Lord.
all good reviewing terms.
Yeah.
Ian.
Fox Friday can do no wrong.
That's right.
Great. And also the West Coast, which was...
Oh, yeah, I'm excited about it. Yeah. Another Westie.
Was it old school West Coast, or was it like what people call West Coast now when they want to sell IPAs?
No, it's pretty old school, I think.
Yeah, sweet. Like, I'm okay with the new style of IPA. I'm just...
Maybe a competitor.
Like it was.
I'm just saying the amount of IPAs out there that call themselves West Coast that taste nothing like West Coast.
I mean, it was clear, it was chewy, it was dank.
Beautiful. That's what I want. I have to go out and see Benny.
And it was still awaiting another like couple of dry hops and
oh damn,
and a cold crash.
Yeah, beautiful.
So
you're knowing brewing terms now. It's exciting.
He is. He is. Get around it.
Lovely.
Yeah. Thanks, Ben. It was great chatting to Ben. He just got to have a few beers with him. He'll be on the show soon.
Yeah, awesome. And Clint, you're going to take this last bit, I reckon. It's a little bit of a sore spot for all of us here at the show.
Yeah, we're hoping to get Will from Van Diemen on the show this week because we've got one of his beers for later on. But unfortunately, Rusty the dog at Van Diemen, the red IPA is named after, passed away this week. So we just wanted to give a shout-out to Will and the family and our condolences. Yeah, Rusty was also like awesome dog. And yeah, really sad to hear that. So sorry to hear you lost your mate, Will.
Little toast to Rusty.
Little toast to
boys?
Rusty.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoy the doggy heaven. Hope there's heaps of sheep to chase and lots of bones
and
beers.
Hops to eat. Yeah. I don't know.
I shared lamb with him once.
Oh,
we did share lamb with him. What a ledge.
Had to
so,
be there.
RIP Rusty.
Yeah.
And that's us.
Time for a segment, I think. One of my favourites.
No, thank you. That's your keeper.
Sip, skip, or sell.
Because we've got this new live recording whole setup, which we will get into further detail later, Clint, you can't hum over the jingles.
Because <It's, laughs>
like, it'll pick it up, man. I know it's the best jingle.
I've been trying to hold back.
But oh my Lord, man, you can't get. Mm-hmm.
That's how I hum when I'm listening to it on the bus sometimes.
That's
and
great.
I like, have a little like giggle to myself.
Yeah. Benny skips over our segments.
A couple of teething
issues.
Oh, absolutely. Got some teething issues to figure out with that. Okay, so
like how to switch
like
off
a
my
mute
mic.
Yeah, we might just mute you from now on in that section. Deary me.
I'm looking at this panel and I'm pretty sure there are mute things for me.
There is.
Why have you written my name next to a whole heap of red buttons? That's just rude.
No, that's just the way it
that's
is.
That's just rude.
Cool. Sip, skip, or seller. One of our favourite segments of the show. Gets the people talking on the gram and
doesn't
the social pipes.
Doesn't it?
Mm. Oh, yeah. We love to see it. So keep up the involvement. We're going to keep trying to do like at least a weekly post on the line about, you know, all the beers that are coming out that we might not get to while we're doing the show.
As always, it's really sick actually seeing what you guys like drinking.
Absolutely. And if you've got any recommendations, always slide into our DMs. Much appreciated.
Yeah.
As always.
That double juice train post went off.
Yeah. So I was going to say about the double juice train post, because that's the one we've just recently done. So in the essence of, you know, what are people thinking?
We should actually publicise these a little more.
Yeah. So Beer Thread hit us up and we're like, definitely seller. Official cocktail blogger would smash this. Tagged his mate Simo. This was our gateway beer to the craft beer industry. So huge shout out to Deeds for converting one. They hit up some likes there. Oz Beers, sip, got to drink it fresh. A few people were confused about the cellar element. So we'll just say again, cellar is our version of stock. Mm. It just comes off the tongue better.
It sounds better in the title. It might not necessarily, yeah. So cellar means like you're going to buy maybe a case if you're feeling real thirsty.
Exactly. And Oz Beers were like, in that case, cellar, stock it up. The cellar dweller, sip it. And our boy Matty from Beer Burn City was definitely going to have to get a four-pack of this. The original definitely changed my mind on a brewery that initially all I thought about were the guys that were made trying to make money by bringing Record League to Australia. Did you guys know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, so...
I did actually, yeah.
The Deeds guys were gypsy brewers who had a distro business and they stumbled onto Record League.
Right, okay.
Which obviously got them quite busy.
Yeah, I would have thought so.
But yeah, how amazing is it to see gypsy brewers?
Oh my God, that yeah, wind, the is, wind. That is terrifying. Like our banner inside is wobbling.
What the... oh my God.
So how amazing is that to see gypsy brewers transition to top tier juice lords in a couple of years?
Really excited about that.
Are you going to be a juice lord?
Probably not.
No. I didn't bring that up in the news as well with the Deeds, but that I think the Juice Train was like the first hazy beer out of Australia anyway that I was like, oh, this is sick.
Yeah, I thought Juice Train was pretty solid actually. Yeah, so like really there were some early iterations that weren't as good, but then they started like hitting their straps.
And then the double dry hop pale was...
Yeah. Was that the Juice Train?
No, that was a little green can released around the same time.
Double Time.
Yeah.
Double Time was good. Yeah.
Anyway.
Enough of the Deeds love.
Yes.
Can't get enough.
Stop it, Deeds. Saucy dogs.
Yes. Cool. So we'll actually do ones for the show. So number one I've got for you boys from Three Ravens, their latest Pine Lime Creamsicle, which is a fruited cream sour. 3.5%. Could be a little summer smasher.
In cans.
In cans.
This has been a release from these guys before on tap only, and it was quite popular.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sipping.
I'm going to sip it as well.
I'm going to sip.
I'm like on the edge of cellar, like on the edge of buying a four pack.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I've heard some good things. And the creamsicle vibe, like just straight up saying what it is. I like it. I'm about it.
I like that it's not an IPA.
Pine Lime Creamsicle.
Yeah. Sounds cool. I'm about it.
Well, we just had the... Sip. Key lime pie sour. So if it's sort of along those kind of lines, I'd be stoked. But who knows?
Don't know, I didn't try
it. It'd be a lot more. Jeez, you're a bitter man, sir. You're a bitter man.
Still so angry about
that. I'm going to keep bringing it up throughout the whole show. So sips all around, I think. Easy. Co-conspirators have, friends of the show, have released a West Coast IPA. 6% for Indie Day. Is that right?
Yeah, for Indie Beer Day.
It is the Imposter. It looks great, and we've heard some really good reviews on it. And can't wait to get my hands on it.
Have heard some good things from some resin lords, so
yeah,
I'm about it.
I'm loving that they're doing a Westie. It's great. Yeah,
and that they did the Imposter for Indie Beer Day, inferring that there's a lot of fake craft out there.
Yeah,
I like it.
No,
I'm selling.
Love the can designs as always from the guys too. So I think we generally sip every beer that comes out from those guys because they're one of the best gypsy brewers in Australia, hands down.
Cellar for me. I'm stocking up.
Yeah, I'm a cellar. I'd love to come home and crush one of those every night.
I think I'm going to pick that up tomorrow.
Yeah.
If it's down here.
I think it is, yeah. Should be. Anyway, go have a look at your local one. Below. We've also got another one from Black Hops, their latest one for the month, which is the Troposphere. Which is a Strata and Galaxy IPA.
Bit of craze around this one already.
Well,
oh, is it?
Yeah, online people are like, "Where are you sending it?" Like, so immediately Black Ops got online and said, "Very limited supply because Black Ops 2 only has a certain brew capacity, I think." So they were kind of like, "It's only going to get certain places." They announced their launch through Brisbane and the Sunny Coast. And then everyone started to get itchy. Like, what do you mean? Like, what about Victoria? What about New South Wales? What about Tassie?
Scratching at their face, guys.
Exactly. People are getting, like, angsty. So don't know how far it's going to go. Yeah.
But we have been getting the, the limited releases as of late from Black Ops. It's nice to have some distro down here now from those guys because great beers.
Did you guys get the Nelson and Full Nelson?
Yes.
I did.
Banging.
And I had one at your house. It was,
we had one together.
It was great.
The Full Nelson was even better, I thought.
When the fuck did you two hang out?
Oh, we were doing notes on the show. Sometimes we do work without you, man.
Did you fucking have fried chicken without me?
Oh, we...
Clint as if cook. I would cook fried chicken for anyone.
Exactly. Clint Cooks 2021, hashtag.
Yeah, hashtag Clint Cooks 2021. Yeah, if you don't know, you know.
Yeah, Full Nelson, big fan.
Yeah. Really, so yeah, I'd love to sip it if I get the opportunity to sip this one, the Troposphere.
Yeah.
A lot of hype around the Strata hops. Yeah.
Strata hops, I was about to say.
Yeah. I think Three Ravens actually did a Strata, Strata Juicy, and it was going off like it's meant to be. Like the hop is great. What's the hop character, do you know?
Oh, I actually can't even recall. I think it was all your typical ones, your big tropical vibes. But I think, is the Strata hop the one that has the coconut vibe?
Oh, okay.
I can't recall. I could check for you if you really wanted to.
No, that's fine.
Tropical fruit, pungent, dank cannabis. So it's got dank and tropical, which is what everyone wants.
Yeah sick. Sounds delicious. So,
sounds great.
Black Ops, you know what to do. Send us a little care package.
So does that, guys. It's comparable to like a combination of Amarillo and Centennial. Oh my God, I need it.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful.
Sounds tight. I have mine on the way.
Okay, I've got one more beer for you boys. And I should have done my research and actually learned how to pronounce the next beer because I've never heard of them before.
Oh, really? It's going to be hard for you?
Innate Brewers?
Yeah.
Okay, but is it the Fohenbach?
Yeah,
Fohenbach.
I fucking nailed it. Huge. Get around me. That's massive. Get around me, boys.
It must be the headphones, like being able to hear yourself.
Oh, yeah. Sure. It's a kettle sour. Oh, fuck. it's a kettle soured Flanders Red, 5%.
Now, the story behind this is actually super cool. So what they did was they tried to rip off Rodenbach.
Oh.
Like, overtly.
Did you not get that in the name?
Yeah, no, it makes sense now.
We can't even pronounce it.
I wasn't thinking at the time. I had to figure out how to read.
Yeah, so I thought it was super clever because they've tried to skip, I guess, all the process of Rodenbach, but purposefully show that, you know, to brew a beer with the similar qualities, you could do a faux version. So they've kettle soured.
Sure.
Rodenbach Classic, I was talking to friends of the show, Stu from Ocho.
Yep.
And Guitars and Beers, one of the brewers from Spotty Dog.
Yep.
And so they were saying that Rodenbach's a primary co-ferment with sack and lacto in stainless. And then the Brett character comes in later when they transfer to oak fooders, which are those giant oak barrels, thousand litre ones.
Mm-hmm.
Guitars and Beers goes on to say, the Classic is a 75% young beer. So you'd think a kettle sour Flandered Red with oak chips could get fairly close to that.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
That aside, he hates the name. But him and Stu both agreed that they would really like to try it just to see the technique.
Be really interesting.
But it's like it's never going to be Rodenbach. But I think that's why it's cool that they've so overtly made it homage.
Where are Innate from?
No idea. I think they're from Queensland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I can't say I've tried any of their beers.
No, but, I've never heard of them before. This
really grabbed my attention.
Yeah, that's a really cool concept. I'd be, as you said, really interested just to see if it's even close. But
they're actually from Western Australia. That's totally my bad. Right. They're from somewhere else.
Even harder to get down here in the old Tassie.
Exactly. So, sip, skip or sell?
I would sip it out of that context.
I'm going to sip it, yeah.
I think I'm going to skip on this one.
Yeah, you don't appreciate someone trying to rip off someone else's hundred years of brewing.
No, honestly, I think it's just something I'd pass over on the shelf. Like if it hadn't been hyped up a bit, I don't know.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
I think if you didn't know the story,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
be a bit like.
I think it's the kind of beer I might try and like just snatch off a mate.
Yeah,
like if someone else had it open, of course.
It's a new subcategory. Snatch from a friend.
That's true. Isn't that what we all do?
Snatch from a friend.
Speaking of Flanders territory, Mountain Goat just dropped a new rare breed.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that in the bottle load today, actually.
Oh, did you? It's landed in Hobart? Cool.
It has landed, yeah.
Just showing the boys the innate can, which...
Yeah, right.
It looks tight.
A little tall can that...
Yeah.
A little tip of the hat. Now...
Can I add like that, the Mountain Goat... Rare breed.
Let's do it.
I think it's like a Flanders style.
Do it live.
Red as well. Yeah. obviously Mountain Goat gathers that kind of like split opinions.
Their limited releases have been really good. Like that double, that anniversary double was great.
I'm about the Mountain Goat limited stuff.
Yeah. Mm. Did we talk about this last week?
No, we talked about
it prior. Well, I still got, I don't know if we'll touch on it around Christmas time, which is fast approaching, by the way. But
special time of the year.
We've got the, I think it's a Mountain Goat wheat wine.
We do have some goat last year.
Yeah, I've got one of those too.
Yeah, okay. So we can open one.
That's good. Sick.
Excited. My last word on the Fodenbach before we move on is that in the Crafty Pint review of it, Guy Southern did the review and Stu Vramoccio was like, I like want to hate the beer because it's sacrilege, but Guy has a very good palate, so I will reserve judgment until I try it in a judgy way.
Okay, fair enough.
Interesting. Love you, Stu.
Fair.
Good old Stu. What a man.
What a man.
That's all I've got for Sip, Skip or Seller.
Cool.
Shall we get into the main little segment of the show?
Oh, juicy.
Here we go.
Right, guys. Well, for the main segment of the show and the episode title.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, that is a spontaneously fermented beer.
I forgot about that already.
Oh, my Lord. I'm so nervous about all this new gear. Okay. I've washed the beer mats. They've got beer on them already. Oh, shit.
So, guys, I wanted to introduce the segment, but unfortunately we forgot that that spontaneous Australian ales or spontaneous ales from Australia.
It smells great.
Can tend to,
Look, honestly, the crumbling of what just happened was we now have a few mics, not just one in the middle of the room. So it's kind of like a bit more on the table to move around.
Yeah, and a lot more chance of things going wrong if we spill beer on the table.
Yeah. So now you're part of the experience. Yeah.
And Will Tatchell of Van Diemen's, one of your meddlers, has just burst all over our new podcast table.
Yeah.
But thank you for breaking it in, mate.
But given we received this beer in the mail, we will forgive you completely. And our studio does smell delicious. So what's in the cellar V2, people? We've done what's in the cellar V1.
A little while ago.
Mm. V2, we decided it was time to dust off some bottles.
Literally. Yeah.
Ian, tell us a little bit about this first one because I haven't actually tried it and I know you have.
Oh, cool. So this is a Van Diemen Medlar. So it's literally used Medlar fruit in an estate saison, aged in oak barrels, for 18 months. So Medlar is a fruit that he grows it on site, doesn't he? Or has he picked it somewhere?
I think one of the two. Yeah. I imagine it's on site.
Medlar, as per Will Tatchell's description, Medlar looks like a dog's asshole.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
That's an awful
thing. It kind of does.
Kind of does.
I've never heard of Medlar fruit until.
I'd never had it before Will had given it to me in this beer, so my context for it is a little off. But the beer brought along a lot of nostalgia for me, which is why I wanted to crack the day with you guys. It's got a lot of that kind of like roasty peaches and custard.
Okay. That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
But you really enjoyed it when you had it at Van Diemen.
I did. He gave us a lot of cracking beers that day.
What was Clint doing while you were doing that?
Taking some important call.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's an important man.
Business call, huh? Well, more important than beer, huh?
I was working, unfortunately. Actually, I was patting old mate Rusty and taking a call. This is friggin' delicious. I'm really sad that I missed this.
Do you get the custard vibes?
Mm. I do, actually.
It's creamy. It's got a little creaminess to it.
It's really unusual.
It's like peaches and cream for me, a little bit.
Yeah, it's like, custard is just the only word I can think of now. Yeah, it's delicious.
Yeah, how does he get that mouthfeel? That's really cool. Mm.
Now, I have noticed in a lot of the beer groups, especially the good ones like Beer Thread in particular, a lot of people aging their Australian wild ales. I know we have a couple put aside, so we have some of these, which now we're wasting on our beautiful listeners.
Mm.
I have some stuff. We've got some Ocho.
Mm.
Do you guys have anything else? Australian Wilds? You got any 2 meter tall?
I've got Dollar Bill.
Oh, you got some Dollar Bill?
Yep.
Which one?
I've got two parlays. I think one's an autumn, one's a winter.
Yeah, cool.
And we've got the big 750 mil, can't remember the name, like the limited release with the dragon on them.
Oh, nice, nice.
Got one of those.
I think I've had like four of those now.
Yeah.
That's such a tight bottle.
It's a tight beer as well.
Four of them.
So we had that
after October, if you recall.
No.
I have control issues. Nothing lasts long in my cellar.
No, that's right. That's why I look after it.
Hey. I look after what I was going to share with you.
Sure.
I have noticed, a lot of people are starting to heavily stockpile 2 meter tall wildflower. I have a wildflower batch one at home.
I know. Do like to bring that up every now and then.
Subtle flex.
When is that going to be open? Have you got an idea of...
It just feels really special and nostalgic to me now. And it was a gift as well. So I was like, I don't really feel like drinking it.
Yeah, I do though. So that's
I know, this is why he doesn't invite us around.
Yeah. there's a lot of posts on beer groups around Facebook and whatever that we're in with the 2 meter tall. So I think we've discussed within ourselves that we probably should. Saying that we live down here in Tassie, that we should actually go out and visit Ash.
Yeah,
some people. Oh, it's so far away, though.
Some people have got really upset at us for not going there. It's like a half an hour
drive. Well, why are you boys not there every weekend?
I was like, man, Jimmy... 30-minute drive for us Tasmanians is a long way, man. Like,
tell you what, if there's people out there listening who want to do beer mail swaps and you want 2 meter tall sorted out, we can grab you solid ore stuff. Mm-hmm. That's easy beans. Easy beans are something we do. Yeah, that's something we do now. So
bottles, speaking of, sending bottles to people, Stu, Rob.
Oh, Rob.
Your beer is on the way.
It's actually sorted, Rob.
It's on the way. We are very sorry.
And it's going to be worth the wait.
Yeah, it is as of now it's somewhere. I don't know where it is right now, but it's on the way, man.
It's over an ocean that I do not know the name of.
Really had to publicly say that because we've been not sending that.
We just gave it to a marsupial. And it'll just get there.
There's a Tassie devil, and he is carrying it to you. Oh, and if he dies on the way of this facial tumour, that's not on us, bro.
Oh, my God. Anyway. So, yes, we are open for bottle swaps.
How is a Tasmanian devil going to carry that?
Dude, he's
going to... I was thinking like a kangaroo.
He's going to catch the spirit of Taz.
Have you seen the size of kangaroos? They can actually deliver beer.
It's a very small beer mail pack. We could only send him one can.
Oh, my God.
Hey, mate, I'm pretty sure there's a long neck in there.
So, we are... open now for bottle swaps. We just need to get our shit sorted. But yeah, if you ever want some like local Tassie stuff that might not necessarily get to you, let us know. We're happy to swap some cans.
Exactly.
Some hot cans,
bottles.
Yeah, some spontaneous ales.
Anything from your Radler, I'd like. To all our SA listeners. So should our listeners start thinking about chucking some sours in their cellars? Because a lot of people got a lot of stouts. We got a lot of stouts.
We've got a lot of stouts and a lot of sours, I think. It's sort of like the thing you cellar, isn't it?
It's always very hard putting together an episode like this. Because as soon as we go, right, it's been a while, let's have an in the cellar episode. It is only our second. Mm-hmm. And we look at the cellar, we take a lot of time, we peruse. We've got a cellar and two locations.
I have to do a refresher for everyone and send photos of all the bottles that we've got in the cellar. And then
we all just go, I don't want to drink that.
Yeah, it's really not ready. It's not ready. Like, it's still cooking, man. Still cooking in that cellar.
And even then, so our podcast, Young, we're a bit over a year old. And the beers that land on the table, even then, this is not the best we can do.
Yeah, not necessarily, but it's beers that we can easily get again.
It's true.
At the moment.
But keep listening. Greater things are still to come.
Man, this Medlar is fantastic. I'm going to absolutely go and buy another one tomorrow. That's how good it is.
I think that it's freaking delicious, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think the thing about cellar beers is they're for sharing. Except if you're Captain Ahab.
Oh, no. He slays whales alone.
On a weeknight.
That's true. You do. You're a menace. We love you.
The reason they're for cellaring is because, you hold on to something that everyone else hasn't been able to hold on to for years or even sometimes just months is fine because they go so fast. That's the sound of a cork being... opened on a bottle, by the way, if you hear a weird noise.
We actually
broke a few things out of the cellar earlier in the week, not for the podcast, but just for a cheeky bottle share among mates.
Yeah.
Great time. It's always good to just get get the boys together or girls and just have a few rare things, hard to get things, things you may just kind of too big to have by yourself. Nothing's too big.
But I think that's the thing though. You want to have bottles that you can open that you've saved that you know everyone else has drank theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And I always find that really special to be like a couple of years later, be like, oh, check out what I just opened up. And you're like, oh, holy shit, that was amazing. I remember that.
Mm.
And then you've got that moment again, which is, I think, why our cellar, we access so little because we've got some really special stuff coming up in the new year that we want other people to drink with.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm, I won't say any more on that now.
Just stop. We've got to, you know, let them know soon. But
we'll... This Medlar beer is freaking great.
Yeah, I'm...
I'm loving this vibe.
Yeah, as soon as you said custard, that's all I can think about as well. Just look at this. Nice creamy mouthfeel. Like
it's an absolute, it's an absolute vibe, that one.
Yeah, more, Will's done a great job of this.
More of that, Will.
What would you eat a medlar, like, would you eat one by itself, like the fruit? I've never heard.
Didn't he say it looked like a dog's butt?
Yeah.
I'm probably not going to eat it then.
Really? That seems your vibe, man.
Wow.
I don't know, you're saying some pretty strange things earlier.
I just want to know, like, I think I'd like to know what a medlar actually just tastes like by itself just so I can get more context on the beer, if that makes sense.
I feel
it. It might be fucking awful. I don't know. But if you're putting it in a beer and it tastes like this. Persimmon.
Yeah. It's like licking a carpet.
Ew, that sounds really nasty. No thanks. I don't know.
Cool.
Okay. Good for you. Yeah.
Just wanted to talk about fruit.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I imagine... All the fruit Will seems to use is, like, unusual stuff that is, I guess, around his, like, the hedgerow has the those little berries in it. They're really awful berries. That, remember he gave us at Dark Mofo? And they made your mouth feel really weird. And then if you drank other things afterwards, they taste different.
Yeah.
What were those berries called? Hedgerow berries? No?
No, because he'd the use them in hetero the hedgerow sour.
Hetero berries.
For
the hedgerow in there, I'll get some hetero.
Mm. Anyway,
I don't know.
A lot of fun.
What are we opening next, Ali?
What I pulled the cork out of is a this actually, speaking of Dark Mofo, this featured at Dark Mofo as well. And I don't think I had it. I don't think I've had this yet.
Did you know, Ali, that it also is a Dark Mofo?
Thank you for explaining that, Clint.
Because it's a dark beer.
Oh.
I thought the pressure pad thing had like that little brunch.
No, I removed all those because I knew you were going to try and do that, and it fucking sucks.
Well, to the listeners at home, if you would like that sound effect when I make a fun joke, slide into my DMs and I'll bring it up with the group.
It gives me great pleasure knowing that not a single person will slide into your DMs for that.
Oh, no.
People slide in all the time.
Oh, gross.
Yep. Not sexually. Like, we just talk about you guys and they ask if you could be nicer to me.
Not a chance.
That was a good joke.
Pass me a glass, my man.
Where's my little
No. So this is from Bruny Island Brewing.
What is this? A cellar app, and we're cracking two Tassie beers.
Yeah, huge, hey?
Well, there's some good Tassie cellar beers out now.
Mm.
This is the latest Metric Stout, which is a annual release from these guys, and it's always
2019. Yeah,
always good.
Yeah,
it's always good.
It's absolutely gorgeous in glass.
This big. Amazing tan head.
You can pour more.
Yeah, well, I'm just figuring it all out, okay? Just chill you.
You might need a photo of it, young man.
I do not chill.
We've got another one. Anyone get any of the Brewer's Reserve version with cherries?
No.
No.
That's what I was hoping it was. I know, because I heard about that and it's like...
I don't know who bought it all because no one I know has it.
Yeah, right.
Evan and Steph, did you take it all?
Oh, I tried it though.
Did you have it at the festival?
Yeah, because I was working at your stall and they started plying me with it.
Typical.
I wasn't drinking on the clock.
Typical. We'll talk later.
we don't have a lot of these beers on the show. We haven't recently, but this is always, always good. Like the Metric Stout every year.
Yeah, you've got the bottle in your hand.
Yes.
But is it whiskey barrels?
Says on the front, whiskey barrel aged, yeah. So I'm trying to find where.
I'm assuming it won't say anything about the barrel. So
it says 32 weeks in Tasmanian single malt whiskey quarter cuts, previously used to mature Australian port.
Ah, oh, port barrel.
Yeah. So.
Nice. Oh, Will did that recently.
He did.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, might have a little bit of a porty vibe to it. And you want to. Pour the rest of that. Do you want some more, Clint? Or?
I'm fine, thank you. It's absolutely delicious.
It's good.
Yeah, this is one of my favourite beers at Dark Mofo. It was really cool because Bruny Island was across from Spotty Dog at Dark Mofo.
Oh, that made me nervous.
I don't want to get into how shit your paws have been lately and you spilling shit. It just fucking makes me nervous all the time. Do you need to go and do a course or like, I don't know what's wrong with you. I remember when we started this podcast, you were notoriously known to be a great pourer, very gentlemanly like. And you've just fucking lost the plot, man. That head is fucking off the show and you've nearly spilt it again all over the table.
I didn't, though. Guys, we'll just take a moment to talk about responsible drinking.
So, yeah.
Something you do not practice.
Bruny Island was...
It's a hobby.
Can you...
Bruny Island was across from Spotty Dog at Dark Mofo.
Oh, fucking hell, Ian.
So I got to swap my bourbon barrel stout for their whiskey barrel stout, and it was a really fun time because, obviously such different beers. 32 weeks in Tasmanian single malt whiskey cask. They don't mention what kind of cask.
No.
Anywhere. So I think...
So they do that quite often, don't they?
Some of the whiskey producers down here will not let you mention it.
Why is that?
I guess because it's like cashing in on their brand. Mm. So I won't say any more about that.
You have your suspicions, though, of what it could be.
Well, mine was bourbon barrels and I could name them because they were from the States.
Yep.
But I have a 300 litres. I have a 300 litre Tasmanian cask at the moment and I can't name it. So
slide into my DMs after the show. I'd love to know what
it
is.
I will not, sir. Okay. But yeah, I like the port barrel. I think this works really well. I think the beer is really well designed for the barrel.
Mm.
So coming out of the barrel, it's tasting how it should, which is really important to me in barrel aged stouts. This is, an absolute cracker.
I'm really pleased with how long it's been sitting out in the room. It's a great temperature.
Perfect temperature, yeah.
If you can get your hands on one of these and chuck it in your cellar, I highly recommend it. I think we should replace this in ours.
We do have another one.
Oh,
fantastic.
I just realised the third beer that I have is actually downstairs in the fridge.
It is.
I'm probably going to have to go get that. Can you guys talk amongst yourselves? Now that we're doing a live podcast, I'm just going to leave. I might not come back. I might go and drink it by myself because I'm excited. Just
drink it and have a cry in the shower.
I'll be back.
So, this beer, 12.3%, pure balance. What vibes are you getting from it, Ian? I get a lot of raisin, a lot of oak. Just a quiet little tasting session here. So people listening at home, Bruny Island Brewery is a small brewery attached to Bruny Island Cheese down on a little island off the channel. If you're ever travelling down this way, people absolutely froth on going to Bruny Island.
Yeah.
It's
the place to be. I don't think I've been in 10 years.
Oh, really?
At least.
I went I went a little while ago. Me and my little brother went. He was like diving for seafood and stuff and cooking on the beach. Cool. It was cool. It was a good time.
Yeah, this is really sick though. Like,
it's really good.
It's got some cool like dark stone fruit and some kind of really decadent, like, gonna say like 65% like cacao.
I was gonna say
like, it's not like full 75. It's not got that like hardcore bitterness, but it is that really high quality dessert dark chocolate.
Yeah, for me, this is like one of the best whiskey barrel stouts, certainly in Tassie.
I'm back. What did I miss?
Just frothy.
Can you just tell me the ABV?
12.3.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's over 10.
Yeah, that's over 10.
Oh.
It's a big number. 12.3. It's absolutely delicious.
It's probably one of the few big boy stouts in Tasmania.
If you're trying to have a dip at me, sir.
Oh, no. Not just biting. Having a dig at Will. Oh, no, his was over 10 as well.
Oh, okay. I see what I've missed there.
Was it? Here.
No. I will back you up in the way that your family stout was fucking me up pretty hard at Dark Mofo, and I swear that was well and truly over 10.
Sub 10.
The way it was hitting me. I was like, this is boozy, man. This has got some barrel...
I don't know that, bro. We don't talk about them on the show.
We don't talk about that guy.
Yeah.
I didn't brew family.
I know you didn't. That's delicious. The worst part. It's the best beer I've had.
Yeah.
dear. Anyway, moving on.
I helped blend it.
Oh, no.
As you said, like the port in this is fantastic.
I actually, this is one of those beers that I have been meaning to sit down on the couch by myself and just drink a whole long neck.
This is a long neck I could easily drink by myself.
This is designed for sharing, but it's just so good.
You just sit on it for hours. It's just one of those beers I'll just like drink over a couple of hours, observe its change through cold to room temp. The aroma is so good.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I think it's actually one of my favorite beers of the year.
I'd love to have this.
It's got a little bit of cinnamon.
Yeah.
Like just a sexy bit of cinnamon.
Like a tiny bit of candied, like candied something.
No.
Yes. Makes me really want to go back and have the Giblin X or the Giblin 10 from Will as well. Because
we have two of those in the
fridge. That's a port barrel too. But he recommended to Ian and I when we were drinking it with him that he actually prefers it cold, which is quite interesting. And I, at the time, tended to agree with him because it was... It had more of that fruit character to it. It was because
he's a big pussy, or
no.
Okay,
man, keep your rivalry to yourselves. Okay,
think of Rusty.
Okay, yeah.
Same show, man.
Hey, cheers, cheers to Rust.
Okay, again,
another stout.
Yeah, you fucked up, and you're trying to make up for yourself.
Yeah, I know.
I get you on candied. Like, are you talking aroma or flavor?
A little bit on flavor, just like a little bit like side palate.
I'm thinking orange Chupa Chup.
Yeah, a little bit of orange candy. I like it.
Oh, Jaffa vibes.
I hate fucking Jaffa. Oh,
I love Jaffa.
What is wrong with you? I don't like scrambled egg. I don't like coleslaw.
No, he doesn't like eggs in general.
No, anyway, that's for another podcast. It's not like I hate coleslaw. It's just a pointless food.
I made you coleslaw once and you rejected it.
Yeah, I was just not going to eat it. It was disrespectful.
I'm going to make you a lovely breakfast of coleslaw and eggs and you will enjoy it.
I will eat your eggs.
That's for Klimt in my private podcast. Ellie cooks for Klimt, things he hates.
Ali cooks for Klimt, and Klimt never cooks for Ali. That's the episode
title. Klimt reciprocates. Oh, we didn't release any episodes on that one.
No. There's a running joke for people at home that I won't cook for these two. Mm-hmm.
No, it's not that you won't. It's that you keep fucking offering. Oh, guys, I really need to cook this thing for you. I'm really good at it.
I really wanted to
cook. Man, I made the best fried chicken. Can't wait to cook it for you.
I've got this Argentinian style steak, man. It's fucking off the show. Oh, man, it's so fucking good. Here's a photo of me with the spread. Actually, you weren't even
had some mates around.
Here's a photo of the spread.
All my mates around for this Argentinian feast.
Right, guys, you're getting off topic. You're getting off topic.
Still no proof, man. I bet you didn't cook it. Anyway.
It actually looked like an Uber Eats layout photo.
It did. It fucking did. That's so true.
Thank you, sir.
Bet you pulled that off Uber Eats, you sly dog.
It's all rumors.
See, okay. No, even to further... One more thing. I'm sorry.
Our listeners do not want to hear this.
No, they do. They love this.
Check out my personal Instagram if you want to see a shot of it.
No, I was at his house the day... Fucking shut up. Exactly. He's like, man. So this is the day he was cooking this, right?
Are you going to do a clip voice?
He's like, man, you know, the wife and the kid are asleep. We can only, like, go in the whiskey room. Is that okay? I'm like, yeah, man, no worries at all. And then I realized as soon as I was leaving, we had a couple of beers and talked about the podcast and all this shit. And then I realized when I was leaving, I'm like, fuck, I don't even have a look at all the prep that he's been saying that he's been doing all day. And, like, there's still no proof that he even fucking cooked it or prepped it. He's like, you sly dog. You don't do it.
I can't even deny that story because it's so true.
He like, full, like, voided me, like, usually, like, oh, come into the living room and the kitchen. Not straight. We went straight into the whiskey room. Didn't even have a look at the kitchen. So it gives me more suspicion. If
that
anything.
Actually does sound pretty sus. Now it that does you tell sound a story so like sus. That.
Anyway, that's fine.
I swear I've seen movies where people just like order in like takeaway food and disguise it as a big feast for their mates.
Oh, it's actually not that hard.
Okay.
Okay. Moving on. Sorry, I just dropped my pen.
That's okay.
There was one thing we wanted to talk about this episode that we haven't yet.
Yeah.
And given that we're going to sip on this luxurious.
What are you talking about? I'm nearly done.
Luxurious 2019 metric stout. Damn, this is good.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really tasty.
Actually, before I say
it's a great time to take a moment.
2018 metric stout. We got a bottle of the morning of the one morning at the taste last year.
Mm-hmm.
Swiftly drank it.
Yeah, we had some people down for some drinks at like just as the taste opened, and we opened that at like 11 a.m. and it was fantastic.
Yeah,
it was great.
I love drinking a even their waste stout in the morning.
Even their waste out is fantastic.
Their waste out is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, super impressive that. So one thing we wanted to talk about that has been lurking in the background and we have not mentioned a single word on because we've been working really hard is Step Brewers Podcast. We've talked a lot about the new gear we've got. We've talked heaps about going live.
Yep.
But, I mean, what do we really want to do? Like, we can't just go live in Hobart. We kind of got to go live everywhere.
It's true.
We've got listeners in Melbourne.
We do.
Listeners in Sydney.
Yes.
Well, this is in Brisbane.
Yep.
Adelaide. We've got Rob in
Perth.
We've got Rob in WA.
We have listeners in...
One fan of the show in Perth.
We've got...
We had some...
Old mate in Dublin.
Yeah. We have people sliding into our DMs from Dublin.
That's fucking
That
insane.
Actually blew me away.
Yeah, that's really
cool. He's getting a sticker, by the way.
Yeah, maybe two, maybe three. Who knows?
But it's not fair if we do all our events in Tassie. So, that being said, we are going to launch the Step Brewers Patreon.
I've been wanting to hit that all night. Thank fuck. I got to finally do that.
Every time I say Step Brewers Patreon, you know, that's going to get really old.
It is. Patreon.
Don't.
Yeah, so we've been talking about doing a Patreon for a little while. It's more to be, you know, so we can do more stuff for you guys, I guess, give you more content, push ourselves a little bit harder, sound better, have better equipment. We've got a bit of a more of a portable setup so we can take it on the road.
Can you talk about the fader you have there that has a little icon on it that looks like a phone and
yeah,
what that means?
Yeah, so we've bought like a sound, it's pretty fucking insane what we've done. We've got a little soundboard in here now. Everyone's got their own microphone. We've been running for a year and a half, just one microphone
huddled up
in the middle of the room, huddled up
together.
Yeah, and you know, we've been getting by because you know, when you start a podcast, you're not sure if it's going to necessarily work. But we've had so much fun doing this over the last year and a bit. We thought, you know, let's bite the bullet and, you know, invest a little bit more. And
thanks for the bloody listeners for making it work too.
Yeah.
For
taking it to where it is. Cause like
actually engaging, giving us feedback.
It's a lot of work and a lot of money to run this. And there has only been maybe one moment where I've been like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like a comment on Instagram or a message or seeing someone out and about and they tell you about when they listen to a certain episode and it's just like, I want to keep doing that.
Yeah,
I think a moment that really struck me is like, holy shit, Step Brewers, what we do here is actually like a legit thing. So when we brought it in front of people at Hoptoberfest.
That was crazy.
And I was kind of expecting like a quiet little piss up between us and a few brewers.
Absolutely.
And we had about 60 people come and watch and listen to us.
That was crazy.
And engage with us.
I think every episode we should say it was more. I'm sure we said 50 last time. I reckon it was 150 yeah. people were there.
Sure. But that was really exciting for us. So not only do we want to like put our money into amazing recording equipment, but we want to bring what we do at Step Brewers in front of you, where you are, at the venues you love to drink at.
Yep. And record it.
With the people you love to drink with. So we've already locked in a trip to Brisbane in the new year.
Oh, cool.
Pretty exciting.
Oh, you've dropped that bomb, have you?
I haven't said when.
let's just...
We've got a lot of fans in Queensland as well, so I'm sure they'll be excited to hear that we're actually coming up.
More on that one. But
slide into our DMs if you want us to do anything in Brisbane. We're already doing stuff, but if you want to hit us up or take us to a brewery, slide in.
Yeah, we want to sort of figure out a little timeline on what we're going to do.
You know who you are, people up there, the guides.
Absolutely. So that's really exciting that, you know, to have, you know, just done our first live event and now we're already taking it across the pond.
So to have such huge interest in live events.
For people who don't know what a Patreon is.
Yeah, we need to talk about the Patreon. We're only just cracking the surface, I think, really, with this. But
Patreon's a big concept from the US where basically content creators like us put up a platform and offer rewards and exclusive content to their patrons. To become a patron, like a supporter of a Patreon, you sign up for a tier and, you know, you select which tier you want based on what rewards you want, you know, what kind of what content levels you want. And it is literally like for less than a price of a bottle of Furphy,
yep.
you could support us.
Yep.
You know, it's a very easy transaction. I don't know about you guys, but I spend like more a day on coffee than most of our tiers. So basically what we're asking to do is, we're not trying to make any money. All we're asking to do is help us bring Step Brewers live and this recording to you guys. Help us make it better. Help us bring more brewers on the show. Help us do behind the scenes stuff, video content. And all that might cost is like, yeah, a furphy bottle.
Yeah, a month, I think. It's a monthly thing.
It's a monthly thing.
Or you can just make a straight donation.
We'll have a Friends of the Show as well if you just want to straight up donate once, and we can just put that towards gear. But basically, yeah, we'll have some different tiers. Ali, do you want to talk about your tier?
I think we've all individually got a tier, all different price points.
It's just like a level of
support. So the Patreon's live now, so we'll put it up on the social pipes with some proper linkage to that, and we'll hit that pretty hard. So I don't know why mine's the cheapest tier, but well, that's fine.
I set up the Patreon. Yes,
everyone's got their own.
I just think you're a man of the people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and it's like, it's about the people. It's not making you cheap.
I know. I don't feel cheap.
You're very expensive.
Everyone's got their own rewards, but we've got exclusive content for each tier, and everyone's exclusive content just gets more and more. So the higher you go, the more stuff you'll get. So everyone will be getting, exclusive videos, even if it's just like us going to a bottle share or us, even the bottle shop. We've got a couple of segments that we've been talking about for videos that will be quite funny if we can pull them off. But we've been brainstorming. So exclusive content for you that you won't necessarily see on our social media. We might even do some exclusive interviews from here and in there, I would say, as well. That will be Patreon exclusives. So part of the new equipment, as you said before, Clint, is we've got we can do inline phone calling now to brewers interstate, which is really, really exciting and something we've been wanting to do for a while. We just didn't know how to do it. So now we can call up a brewer and actually have a chat to them while we're drinking their beer, which is really exciting if we can't actually get to the venue or whatever.
Exactly.
A lot of that will be Patreon exclusive. Obviously, we're still going to have our fortnightly scheduled episodes, and they'll still have guests and a lot more of them, which is great, but there's going to be a lot more chance to have more awesome content for you guys as well,
A lot of the content and rewards we're not going to go into, because each tier, and we'll continue on the tiers in a minute, will have different reward systems.
Yep.
And we just want you to go check it out and just give it a moment of your time. I know you're already giving us time now because you're listening to us on a bus in Dublin, or mowing your lawn if you're the beer healer. We already really appreciate your time as it is. So all we're asking is just have a look, have a think if that makes any sense to you. We don't need a lot. We just want to get this out there.
Yeah, but we want to make it. Yeah, we want to push ourselves harder and reach more people. And to do that, we sort of need it's not a helping hand, but like just a little bit of support here and there. It would really help. But we want to also make it not about the money. We want to make it rewarding for you guys and give you better quality content as well.
Absolutely, and hence why we bring it up while we're sharing bottle share beers, because
it's
something that's pretty close to my heart.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
You've been working a little bit hard with some venues, locking down some stuff, Ian, which is exciting.
Yeah,
not exclusive to Hobart either.
I've been working with venues in Hobart and Brisbane so far. I'm excited to talk to. Been talking to some mates up in Sydney as well. I'm soon to be Melbourne too. About having exclusive partners across the east coast of Australia, where we will run ticketed bottle shares, and by being part of our Patreon, you'll get exclusive access to these very limited tickets
from our personal collection, us to you,
our personal seller,
which is great.
Yeah,
absolutely, and we'll get stuff in that other people will not be able to get in.
Yeah,
so we've got to like stand in front of people and actually sound knowledgeable about beer in front of people in an exclusive environment. Yeah. Great, I'm not nervous at all.
Part of this. Again, depending on location, but we'll be running like not just a bottle share, but paired beer tastings with food, yeah,
possibilities are endless, really.
Yeah, it's pretty damn exciting.
But so definitely jump on and check out what we're talking about. The content will continually evolve.
Yep.
We don't want to restrict ourselves to just doing this or just doing that. We're going to do everything we can do. Things that work, we'll do more of. Things that you love, we'll do more of. And yeah, if you want to keep going on the tiers. So your tier is the Juice Wolf Pack.
Yeah, so...
Hashtag join the pack.
So, I don't want to get too much into detail, but like we'll just be sending everyone straight up a sticker, which is cool.
Yes,
put it on your car, on your MacBook Pro.
Put it on whatever you like. You can put it on your beer fridge if I like it. You can
put it on your brother.
So, you know, we've got some stickers to give away. And, yeah, exclusive content like videos and stuff like that. So that's all I'll say for now.
Yeah, if you jump on to the middle tier, which is mine, you can join Papa Sweden's Hype Gang.
Oh my
and
Lord.
The gang that's is spelt awful. With a double dot above the A.
It's called Unlot.
Is that what it's called?
Are you serious, bro?
Yeah. We don't.
Do you want to be called Papa Sweden?
I want to be called Papa Worldwide, I decided
today. I don't like that. Keep going. Keep and talking about it.
Because, no,
this is not the time for that.
Hear me out.
If you contribute over $100, you get to nickname Klimt.
Nope.
And he has to own that name for the next 6 months.
That's great. That's you know a, what? That's a $3,000 tier.
Hold up. My tier is quite cheap. My tier is the middle tier, the $10 a month tier.
No, you can get a haze cam for that.
I am willing for my first patron to my tier. If you want to join Papa Sweden's Hype Gang, I will make you part of my intros. And
oh, fuck that. No, and I don't want to join that.
I will make you part of my intro to start with for a few eps. But also... You can choose my papa name for a while. How about that?
How long's a while?
I don't know. I can't define like myself. Apps? Yeah, like three apps.
Just come join the Juice
join the Papa team. Sweden gang.
No.
And immediately rename him.
No.
Papa Sweden type gang. But so the reason
he's offering that for his first patron.
Yeah, my first patron.
Okay. You heard it. Klimt's first patron.
So join the hype gang and...
or don't. Join the Juice Wolf boys and we'll have a great time.
Hey, we haven't
juice.
Even heard about the next tier.
Well, all I'm going to say to you
why
is...
Why is E in the top tier? This is... No, it makes sense.
It actually. Does make sense. Yeah,
Thank you.
I set
watch
this.
Where those pointy fingers are going. You want to spill that over our lovely soundboard?
I do have a filthy habit with just spilling beer.
That's true.
So, yeah, look, for the price of a under attenuated pastry stout, you can literally... help us help you get this up and about across Australia. All I can say is join the hype gang.
Okay.
Papa right. Worldwide. You know you
oh, he's cracked
it.
His knuckles. He's ready you to go. Oh, you want to introduce your tier
that
boy?
That was an accident.
No, that's fine. Go for it. Get in there. What are you? What are you? What's your tier? Come on.
Or you could join Cat and Ahab's Whale Hunters.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that's pretty saucy, actually.
Yeah, I'm
intrigued. For $18 a month.
Oh, going into
top tier. Okay. That's top tier.
That's top tier.
That's top tier.
$18 a month.
Jesus.
What would that buy you at the bottle? Maybe a hype can of Evil Twin Imperial Stout.
You could get a Survivor Type.
You could get on sale a Speedway Stout.
You could get half a carton of Feffy and hate yourself.
Good on you making it approachable to everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
I think that's a Speedway Stout, isn't it?
Yeah, that's probably a Speedway Stout.
Sunday sessions, damn us. How much did you pay for that Speedway?
Yeah, bang. Oh, did they have a Speedway?
They did.
They did.
They did that thing on the edge of their glass.
Where you sit the can on.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, don't do that. It makes Ali upset.
I do. No, okay. I want to get something off my chest. I hate the can hanging photos. It makes me so angry.
Okay, so for the listeners at home, I routinely will hang a can off the side of the glass by the ring tab. You know how you do that when it's empty?
And he sends it to us.
And send
it
to
Ali.
But I will make sure that the angles are all wrong. So I'll make sure I cut off at least a part of the glass.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make sure I'm focused on the wrong thing and the lighting is shit. It
makes
and
me.
I'll be honest, my wife plays along with me and helps
I want to point out... He doesn't know how to take a photo.
He doesn't
he's
know.
He's playing it off like he's doing this on purpose. No,
now I'm doing it to annoy him, but before I was doing it.
Yep. Anyway.
Well, now I'm doing it for fun.
Yeah, so the beautiful price of a pretty hypey little, like, 500 mil of Imperial Stout. You can get on board with Captain Ahab's Whale Hunters. So that gains you access to more of the pretty exclusive stuff. So you get all the below
yeah, we'll let people
below
check
options.
It out.
You get the stickers.
There is something special coming from your tier.
Mm,
exclusive. And we won't say because we want people to go have a look, but there is merch. And Ali did start designing the Ahab Hunters merch. It's fucking tight.
I started creating the Ahab merch.
It's super. Oh, you haven't seen it.
Yeah, well, I was the only one who didn't get a merch option with that first drop.
No, you definitely. You are the merch tier, basically.
No, mate, your Ahab Hunters merch is... I'm considering joining because I want the tea.
With the Patroneers, anyway, we'll be putting out some exclusive merch. When you're a Patroneer for, quite a few months, I think 6 months, we'll be sending out some gear to you as a thank you. Exclusive only to Patroneers. Like, the merch will not be for sale for anyone else. It's yours and that's it. We've got some cool merch ideas that we will elaborate on.
I would love to see it, Gabs, next year. Just like 4 or 5 Ahab Hunters, like whale hunters in their tees, just ragging on pale ales and just, hating life. Hey. And asking for snacks from all the brewers.
That's what we want.
They'll be wearing those tees. They'll be wearing those whale hunting tees. But my boys, they're crispy boys.
Oh, yuck. Yuck.
That's a word.
It's good. I can just imagine like a group shower shot. It's just like 9 neckbeards in the shower pouring beers on themselves. It's the best thing I've ever heard.
It's not going to be a shower.
To be part of my tier, you got to come full circle.
Okay.
If you know, you know.
That's
for some hardcore fans of the show.
Though. I'm tempted to get in myself just so I get an invite to his bottle shares.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They're in a less than 1 meter squared shower cubicle.
Yeah, cool. So we've touched on our tiers. It's really exciting. We're putting in a lot of work. We want to make it actually worthwhile for you guys.
We're not here to make thousands of dollars.
We're here to
pay costs and get this thing around Australia and just, produce more great content.
Yeah. I'm excited about all the video stuff we'll be working on. Yeah. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
This little road podcast station.
It's my favourite. I can hit jingles anytime I like.
So this whole episode has been completely live. We have not been talking. We've never done this before. Bitch breaks.
Yeah.
Where we sit around and bitch about ourselves and how much we miss snacks.
That felt very targeted.
Oh, sorry. This is a game changer. They're being able to call brewers, being able to take our stuff on the road to go to breweries, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. I mean, we were going to call it Will tonight, but we'll definitely call him later on when,
Definitely, definitely.
Because he actually wrote into us today about last episode's...
Caleb's
big question, and he had some really, really good points. We won't touch on it now because, that was last episode, but we only really scratched the surface on that question, but...
I think it was worth an episode in itself because
we could get.
He's thought about it a lot.
He's he wrote quite a few paragraphs on it. It was a really great read today.
Thanks to all the brewers who listen while in their breweries on brew days or just washing kegs or filling barrels and then message us. Like, it's freaking awesome. I love nothing more than hearing brewers message us in and tell us what they think of the big question or sip, skip, or sell. It's amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really exciting. So I think we've touched on the Patreon. Link is in the description. As of now, the Patreon is now live.
Holy crap.
It is up.
I haven't checked it yet.
No.
But I hope
that I bet that there's already 10 Juice Woofers.
I hope the gang didn't get like the first person in before they heard what I said, because it's just like an amazing, like, imagine a music video exclusive to patrons of me singing Pitbull as Papa Worldwide.
No, I don't want to imagine that at all.
Hang on.
Okay.
How much is it?
Whoa.
What's the address?
Do they even let people your age have a credit card now?
Is this just on our Linktree?
Didn't we have a...
It's on it'll be on our Linktree.
No. Slow down.
This is very important.
Didn't we have a global financial crisis? Do they let you have a credit card? Millennials? Like, is that a thing?
Man, I've got a savings account.
Wow, okay. Hey, have you ever had cash?
We live in a cashless society, man. Yeah, have some neither. Fucking respect.
No, whenever I take cash out, it disappears.
You are falling
for
behind.
My wife.
Oh God, I'm so sorry about that. Can you finish your beer? You're falling.
I just realised we had another.
We need to wrap up this episode, but we're definitely not wrapping up this episode without celebrating all the new equipment that we've got, all the Patreon, we want to, you know, really hit something a little bit special. And to Ian and I, this was a special damn beer because we had it the night before his birthday.
I wanted to murder you both.
No.
This is a funny one because, like, I brought this beer, not the one we're drinking now, but I secured for my personal cellar when I was in London over a year ago. I brought this.
I'm going hard on this beer because I've got a very funny story about this beer.
I brought a bottle of this back from London because I was at the bottle shop in Bermondsey.
You want more of this?
And I simply asked,
I've had it before.
What's the best beer you have here?
We had it after October.
I don't remember. They
sold me this, the Against the Grain 70K Bourbon Barrel Aged Imperial Stout.
Just got a fresh shipment in from Against the Grain, I guess, to all the distributors around Australia. So this has been floating around for quite a few weeks now.
Yeah, so I cracked mine literally 6 days before it landed in Australia.
Yeah, which is maybe dumb, but fuck, not at the time. I was having a great
time. This is distributed by Forward Hops Proprietary Limited from Ravenswood, WA. Sponsor the show, guys.
Sponsor the
show? I wonder if they know Stu, Rob Stu.
I don't. Do they?
They must.
I'm going to remove this jingle after this episode.
I have a bad habit. Whenever Ali comes around to my house, he might just be dropping something off. He might just be like, hey, Bill. Hey, kids. How you going?
Yeah.
And I'm a nice before guy. You know it, like, oh, Ian, you've opened a whale.
I can't leave because you've just opened this amazing
Ian, you
beer.
Just opened a 4-pack of Trillium. Why did you open them all at once? Oh, you have to show them with me now.
Whenever I get lonely, I invite Ali around and we open whales.
And these two live right near each other.
No, it's so fucked up. So, half an Ian, hour away. I'm trying to do this healthy thing where I don't want to have beer like Monday to Friday.
Did you decide that?
Are you trying that?
Did you decide that?
It's not working.
Before or after you started a craft beer podcast?
No, this is like within the last week. I'm like, I probably should start sorting myself out.
And you went to a bottle share on Tuesday. We're now recording on Thursday.
Designated driver, sir. Thank you. I have a taste of it.
Hey, drive safe, people. Drive safe.
Drive safe. Yeah, look, I didn't say I've started it. I said it's something I've been thinking about. But, you know, Ian will pester you and I both. I think you can back me up.
He just loves to open a whale.
Hey,
he just
pestering Clint.
Come over and drink some beers with me. I'm like, man, it's fucking Wednesday. I'm going home and having a rest. I'm going to play some video games, have a great time, and maybe drink a beer by myself.
You sounded really and looked like Matty Madison then, like the way you're talking. I think you'll appreciate
that.
I need to put some context on this.
Big dog runs hot.
Actually, no, the context makes
hashtag
it worse.
Wales for Wilson.
Have we talked about this?
I get up at
70K?
5 a.m. every morning for work. So me inviting Ali around for Wales on a weeknight really isn't a good idea. Who else drinks on a school night? Let's celebrate.
No, the best thing about it is Ian just must open Wales. Hashtag Wales for weeknights, hashtag Wales for Wilson.
Yeah.
Who's Wilson?
Kerry Wilson. My dedication to that. Hashtag Wales for Wilson.
Biggest fan Brewpig. Of the show.
Brewpig. Our boy Brewpig. We gave him a happy birthday the other night and I did hashtag.
You said Wilson, but.
Hashtag Wales for
Wilson. You didn't say Clint's.
I don't follow Stebros. I just do the social media. I don't follow it.
Oh, you're a prick.
Oh, you're the worst. But yeah, weeknight Wales, that's Ian's thing. So if you'd like Ian to come to your city and host a weeknight Wales session. For the Ahab.
If you're crushing a whale on a weeknight, let me know.
Yeah, just slide into his DMs with a picture of you crushing a whale with your neckbeard
you
and
get,
your underpants.
You get, that's true. You get bonus points if that whale's in the shower. Mm. Actually, I think even I keep it approachable in the shower.
But speaking,
I've never crushed a whale in a shower, but that's great.
Have you not?
That would be good.
Not a whale. I've drank a bottle of champagne.
Crushing the shower.
I think your next shower has to be a whale.
I can do that. I think the biggest thing to date that I've crushed in the shower was Founders Breakfast Stout.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's not a while.
No, it's not, but
it's a common man beer, man.
We don't drink Founders anymore.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
No, that was before they became racist bigots.
I also had corn chips in my shower caddy.
That's enough.
Oh, wow.
That's gross.
Wow. So 70K against the grain.
Yeah, so speaking
of... little gnome on the top.
Speaking of weekday beers, I was going away before Ian's birth and I felt really guilty about it. So I brought his
present.
No, I guilted myself because I
didn't know he was coming.
I had a Bucks night that weekend, and it went all weekend, and I will not talk about that. That was
fucking weird. Because you drank weird. Cascade Blues.
I did. I learned to keg my first beer and take care of the whole keg by myself.
You did a good job,
thank you for the gear. But I won't talk about anything else that happened on that Bucks night. That was fucking insane and really bizarre. But I felt really guilty, so I dropped Ian's present off, got him a barbecue book and something else. I can't remember else. I think I might have got your beer. I don't know. What did I even get you? Must have been good.
You got me a probe.
Oh, I did. I got you a probe for your meat. Yeah, I'm such a kind friend. Yeah, so you can check those temps, man. Check those temps.
Phrases without context.
Get that internal temp just right. Okay, 55 degrees.
No, we're all barbecue fanatics at Step Brewers.
So Ian's just all of a sudden on like a Thursday or something, he's just like, we're going to drink this. You're here right now. It's my birthday. It's not really, but we're going to open this. And this was this beer, the 70K. I had such a good time. I had such a good time drinking this with you. It's a very memorable beer for me because I did not let it warm. I drank it just fucking cold and I was having the best time.
It is even better when – and. Little bit of tactic for me. Like, I do like opening a beer with you, Ali, when you're really not expecting me to open something for you. And I like opening something that's not shit. Fuck.
Hold on.
What are you doing?
I only got a small pour.
That's mine.
Yeah. He wants more. It's so delicious.
Are you serious?
I didn't realize how delicious it was.
Yeah, I told you to
pour. You're driving.
I've got the meeting after this, so I can have one more standing drink.
It's true. We can open it one.
Sorry, guys.
Does that mean we get to have a pre-drink episode after the episode?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh wow, it smells so good.
It's fucking incredible.
So guys,
back. Can you see why I drank this cold? I did not let this warm up.
This beer was so good. I reviewed it on my personal Instagram.
Wow.
Doesn't I'd love
that really doesn't bear any weight to
I'd
anyone.
Love a review on there.
Do you want me to review you? You don't want that, man.
I don't want that.
I really don't think you do.
I don't want that.
I'm going to start reviewing people.
No, you're not. Oh my god. No you're not, sir.
So guys,
control yourself.
If you can find,
I'd love to do that too, but no.
You guys are awful. If you guys can find some Against the Grain 70K Bourbon Barrel Aged Imperial Stout,
Get it.
Chuck it in your cellar. 13% ABV.
It just works.
Buy another and drink it right now.
It just works. Like, it just is so good. Like, we're drinking.
Do you get that cookie dough vibe on the nose? Oh,
absolutely, dude. That's fucking great.
We should talk about what they've added to it.
Oh, is there additions?
Is there?
Adjuncts? I don't know.
Oh, I just touched my cable.
Hit the microphone cords, man. This is a proper studio now. Have some respect.
Guys, we will not talk about the studio in episode 2.
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
I've got it, man. It's an empty
bottle.
I feel
so nervous.
We need our video feed for Ian just dangerously holding.
He's not sitting here ever again.
Not quite empty bottle of 70K over the mixing
desk. It feels weird because usually Ian sits across from
there me. There are no listed adjuncts.
No, it's beautiful. It's stunning.
It's just, does it say what barrel it is? It doesn't really matter.
Bourbon.
Yeah, like.
What kind? No, yeah. It doesn't.
Bit of a bourbon nerd. I love my bourbon.
So there's a big double up on the 35K, which is. Not a stout. I believe it's actually a porter.
A silky milky stout, isn't it?
Oh, it's a milk stout. You're right. Sorry. My bad.
Don't like milk stouts.
Yeah, it's a milk stout.
You heard. I don't.
Do we have a cricket button?
No.
We did get a little awkward pause.
Don't like milk stouts.
Not an appropriate button, Ali.
I just want anyone. What is
that? I don't know how many times I've hit
what
that.
What is that sound effect?
What is the name of the sample?
It's called the anime wow.
Can you type in anime wow into YouTube and just look at the picture that accompanies it? Because now that I've seen it, I can't unsee it.
It's true.
It's like
some Sailor Moon shit.
Oh, it's some sexy Sailor Moons. It's just not appropriate.
Couldn't
at all.
Into it.
No, it's just freaking me out. Like,
but it sounds funny.
Yeah,
it's true.
But you're like super into your Zelda.
I have eight. Jesus. I have eight Jesus. Sound but effects at my disposal.
I don't play
Princess
video.
Zelda.
I don't play video games. I watch sports.
Do. No, you play.
I watch sports.
You've been playing Breath of the Wild. You probably put like
with my man friends.
You probably put 30 hours into Breath of the Wild already.
Probably 50.
How many piggies have you chased, boy?
What? There's no.
Piggies. No, man. It was the fox. He chased the fox for days.
Damn it!
Chasing the fox for days is not a euphemism for me taking drugs. For all our listeners, it is not. Anyway. Cellar beers.
What?
Cellar beers. Tell us what's in your cellar. What is in your cellar right now that you want to open that you haven't?
Have you been saving it for a special occasion?
I want to see the biggest flex. I want to see the biggest
that's a great
craft flex. I'm not going to say dick measuring anymore because I don't think it's inclusive. Actually, I want to see the biggest flex.
Yeah, try and flex this, but not just that. Even if you just aren't sure. Maybe you've got some beers in your fridge that, I don't know, should it go in the cellar?
I mean, we've been
like... Yeah, I'm down for that too. Like,
tell us, like, what's in your fridge? Do you think you should cellar it? I picked up a beer. Bought a beer a while back, 4 years ago. I posted it in Beer Thread the other day. Someone posted a Belgian quad. And I was like, oh, is that any good? I've had that in my cellar for 4 years. And everyone's like, are you what?
Yeah, right.
I'm like, yeah.
Which beer was that?
I don't know.
Oh. You don't know what's in your fridge. That's embarrassing.
It's in my cellar.
Oh.
It's been there for a long time, but I just kind of forgot about it. And
you know, it was also
I didn't really know if it was going to be good, so I just kept leaving it.
You know, it was also in
that's how I roll.
You fucking sriracha stout, and that was disgusting. Do not ever get another one of those
again. Well, that's why I don't drink what's in my if I don't drink what's in my cellar, it's because I think it's going to be shit.
Okay,
but then I've heard some great feedback.
And then
on
we can
this
play
one.
In play what's in your bin and deserves to stay there.
Yeah,
I don't think we should have that. Cellarflex.
Yeah, we want to see some Cellarflex. I mean,
hashtag Cellarflex. It has never been tagged on Instagram.
Wow. Okay.
Hashtag Cellarflex.
I just checked
that.
We have just
Cellarflex.
We are going to post our first Cellarflex up right now. So we're going to be the first.
I'm going to go home and take photos of my cellar.
Okay. So my cellar. I've got all of our cellar. I can flex as much as I like. So
from my whiskey room. The peasants can see my cellar.
But we've been kind of low-key flexing a little bit this week with the other half beers that we've been, you know, dropping in here and there.
Do not sell it that.
Do
drink
not sell
that shit.
Drink that shit.
That's all your IPAs.
Yeah.
Unless they're...
talked about that before.
No. Unless they're that bourbon barrel-aged IPA from, you know, those previous people we used to support. That
don't sell our IPAs unless it's barley wine.
No, there's a bourbon barrel-aged one that was pretty much a barley wine that is worth selling, but yeah.
Yeah, so we'd love to see some hashtag Cellarflexes.
Hashtag Cellarflex.
I would love to get that hashtag up and running. I think
yeah, it's nearly going
to
be as good as...
We've now talked more about Cellarflex than Patreon.
That's totally fine.
That's the last time I'm ever hitting that. I'm so sorry. I'm kind of probably going to remove that because I knew it was going
to I'm about it. Now that I know which colour it is on the board.
Yeah, you can reach over
and I have long arms.
Yeah.
Cool, I'm about it.
Do you want to touch it? I bet he's going to knock
over his
mic. You
can press it right now.
No, I don't want to touch it.
I'm just going
to
float
on
the key.
I don't trust you at all with anything.
They're jingles.
Your band. That was beer news you're hovering over and we've already done that. So have some fucking respect.
I could come up with some beer news on the spot.
So guys, we will be back to our fully professional outfit next week.
Yeah, we've had a couple of teething issues. We have a fucking gusty wind, but we've got new mics. We've had Patreon, cellar beers. It's been a bit of a wild show.
Yeah, it has been a while.
I think I get chatty on Imperial Stouts as well.
Oh, yeah.
I just want people to like really think about what they're doing with their lives, think about how they're spending their residual income, and then think about Papa Sweden's Hype Gang.
Hype Gang.
Because I think the Hype Gang is where it's at.
I disagree. I think, you know, the affordability of the Juice Wolf tier is just...
It's game changing. Yeah, it's pretty tight.
And there are some bonus options
as being
well,
the sexiest voice of the show and the most attractive.
There is also a section that I've put together where I would love the DMs from show sponsors. So if you want to hit us up, we will not sell our souls to you.
No,
so don't bother. Don't bother hitting us up, Firthy, if you want us to talk about how good your beer is and how amazing it is because it's made from all the ingredients around Geelong. Because that is just not our bullshit. We only want to support good brands and we want to be honest.
We are not changing who we are. We are going to fucking say how it is.
Way.
We say it how it is. And
if you give us free beer and it sucks, I'm sorry, but we will say it sucks.
Absolutely. So that's a good way to end the show.
if you do want to get in touch about supporting, you know, how we make the show or as a patron or as a show sponsor, hit us up because we have a big show sponsor coming on in December that I have told you guys about, but we won't say a single word again about that.
Coming up in future episodes and on the social platforms.
We'll you will hear from us.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very exciting times for us, boys. You know, this has been a bit of a learning curve tonight with the first episode with all
live,
the new gear.
Live gear, Patreon.
There it is. He's hit it.
Oh, I touched it.
He's hit it. He's hit that jingle.
I touched it.
Yes, Clint's got headphones. We've got 70K. Everything is great.
Yeah.
I love you.
There's so many exciting things to come. So it's nice to get it off the chest, isn't it?
Wait, do you have outro music for us now?
I do. We should probably hit that. But, you know, it's just I feel better now. It's out in the open. We've let it off our chest.
Dude, you were so nervous and, like, I'm here for you. Like, it's cool, man. It's a beer podcast. You know, we're having a fun time.
Is this the first time offer?
What is the first time offer? Me being nice to someone?
You being here for us.
I'm here for you, but only at my convenience. I should have stipulated.
Oh, my Lord.
Wow.
All right. Well, thank you so much. This has been episode 29 of the Step Brewers podcast. And it's been a bit of a longer one, but I think we needed to really hit some big notes on this one. So.
For sure. Yeah. For sure.
And don't forget, Klimt is here for you.
Don't sleep on that hype gang.
Very good. See you, boys and girls. Good night. Good day. Have a good one.